Hello, and welcome to calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program 3-day return to the emergency department, ED, open mic session. This is the third in the series of the open mic sessions we have arranged for you. I am Lisa D'Amico, the manager of Highmark's Hospital Provider Programs, and I will present the open mic session today. Today's session was prepared by Michelle Gephardt, Clinical Transformation Consultant for the Hospital Program in the Western Region of Pennsylvania. With that, let's get started with our session. Slide 2 lists the components and metrics of the calendar year 2017 program in comparison with the calendar year 2016 program. This slide is familiar from the overview session and discusses the updates from calendar year 2016 to calendar year 2017 changes. The calendar year 2017 program is relatively consistent with calendar year 2016 and continues to focus on quality of care and patient safety. The measure we will be reviewing today, 3-day return to the ED, falls in the quality component and is highlighted in blue on slide 2. This measure was profiled in 2016 and is now a scored measure for calendar year 2017. In many instances, a return to the emergency department within 3 days may represent a failure to address the patient's needs during the initial visit or a failure to appropriately transition them to the next level of care. The 3-day return to the ED metric supports the hospital's ability to identify opportunities to improve appropriate utilization of the services the ED provides, which helps to ensure our Highmark members, your patients, receive the right care in the right setting. Let's take a look at the metric in more detail by moving to slide 3. In program year 2016, Highmark profiled the 3-day return to the emergency department metric. For 2017, this is now a scored metric. For this measure, returns to the emergency department for any reason, either to the same ED or for another ED visit at any facility within 3 days will be counted. ED visits are counted separately for the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations and scored based on established absolute targets. The measurement period is January through December 2017. The table on slide 3 identifies the total possible points for each of the scored populations is 5. A breakdown of points for both the commercial and Medicare populations for patients returning to the ED within 3 days is found on slide 4. Slide 4 displays the 2 3-day return to ED metric scoring. The rate of emergency department revisits within 3 days will be calculated and scored separately for the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations and compared to the Highmark Quality Blue Hospital 70th percentile performance for a total of 10 points, 5 points for each defined population as possible. Partial points are earned for rates less than the 70th percentile and are different for each defined population. At the top of the slide, we provide the point structure for the Medicare Advantage members. The full 5 points are earned for achieving the 70th percentile or a return rate of less than or equal to 4.91%. 3 points are earned for achieving the 55th percentile or emergency department 3-day return rates greater than 4.91%. and less than or equal to 5.56%. 1 point is earned for the 35th percentile or an emergency department 3-day return rate of greater than 5.56% and less than or equal to 6.67%. 3-day return to the ED rates below the 35th percentile or greater than 6.67% will not receive any points. Scoring thresholds for achieving points for the commercial population are listed on the bottom of the slide. Slides 5 and 6 provide the 3-day return to the emergency department technical specifications. For purposes of today's session, I will review the Medicare Advantage information. The commercial population technical specifications are similar in format. You will need to access your Quality Blue Calendar Year 2017 Hospital Masthead Measure Guide for additional details regarding the measure specifications. As a reminder, the Highmark Hospital Quality Blue Program is a claims-based program. Emergency department visits with Highmark claims that include the associated codes identified on these slides and in the Measure Masthead Guide are used to include patients in the numerator and denominator. The top of slide 5 displays the title of the metric, the source of the metric, metric description, and the rest of the slide provides information on the denominator description, denominator exclusion description, and other relevant codes, and so on. Slide 6 continues the technical specifications for the 3-day return visit to the emergency department Medicare Advantage metric by providing additional coding information reflecting observation and inpatient stays and the numerator description. As a refresher, I would like to share with you and remind you about where your hospital reports can be found. Slide 7 gives a screenshot of the reports page on the user interface, or UI, where your Highmark Hospital Quality Blue reports can be found. Please note that the quarterly Quality Blue Hospital measures and score reports and the monthly patient level detail reports provides both commercial and Medicare Advantage population data. Slide 8 shows you an example of a monthly patient level detail report. The report on this slide identifies fictional examples of Medicare Advantage 3-day return to the ED patients. To read the report, you look at the column headers. This report shows the scored measure, each patient name, their date of birth, admit date to the emergency room, if they are included in the numerator, meaning they've had a return ED visit within 3 days and a 1 is indicated, and it also lists the place of capture as noted in the last column. The information in this column indicates which emergency department or place of service the patient returned to for their next visit. Notice in the last column, place of capture, not all patients return to the same emergency department within 3 days. For example, C row 2, where the patient accessed hospital ABC on January the 2nd, 2016, and went to a different emergency department on January the 5th, 2016, identified as hospital DEF. If you need assistance in accessing or understanding your reports on the user interface, you may contact your assigned clinical transformation consultant or provider account liaison. We are now on slide 9. So why have we decided to look at 3-day return visits to the emergency department? Highmark is implementing this measure to improve outcomes for Highmark members as well as focus our providers on eliminating unnecessary medical costs and treatment that may occur when a patient returns to the emergency department for something that could or should have been addressed during the initial index visit. In a research study published in the June 2015 issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine titled Revisit Rates and Associated Costs After an Emergency Department Encounter, a Multi-State Analysis, it examined data that included 58 million patients discharged from emergency rooms in 6 states, for which data was available on subsequent emergency room visits and admissions. The purpose was to analyze revisit rates, variation in revisit rates by diagnosis and associated costs. The researchers found 3% of patients returned to an emergency department within 1 day, and of these, 37% were admitted. Within 3 days of an initial ER visit, 8.2% of patients had a revisit, and of these revisits, 32% took place at different facilities. Many of the return visits to an emergency department occurred at a different ER. The reasons discovered were patients did not understand their care instructions and or they weren't satisfied with the care they received at the first facility. Estimates made using 2008 Medicare reimbursement rates found that in 19.8% of revisits, the total cost exceeded the initial ED visit by 118%. Slide 10 helps to further support why the inclusion of this metric is important for our Highmark members, your patients. Slide 10 displays a graph from a study published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine that looked at the percent of emergency department discharges with a 72-hour return ED admission for the highest risk categories. In understanding 3-day return visits to the emergency department, it is important to understand what these risk factors for using the ED are to assist you in identifying opportunities for preventing avoidable ED use. The graph on slide 10 identifies the following risk factors of old age, mental disorder, genitourinary system diagnoses, and symptom-based diagnoses, which include abdominal pain, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, headaches, and convulsions at the initial visit. These were associated with the most risk for a 72-hour return visit. Patients with Medicaid and an initial arrival to the ED by ambulance were also included in the high-risk group. Understanding why it is important to address emergency department utilization and patient risk factors for accessing the ED is vital to actively working this metric for achievement of positive outcomes. Now let's begin to look at some research from the field that reflects evidence-based best practices. Slide 11 discusses three main characteristics required for emergency departments to integrate processes for success based upon a study prepared for the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality in 2014. The successful characteristics described are, 1, informs and educate patients on their diagnosis, prognosis, treatment plan, and expected course of illness. This includes informing patients of the details of their visits, such as treatments, tests, and procedures. 2, supports patients in receiving post-emergency department discharge care. This might include medications, home care for injuries, use of medical devices and equipment, further diagnostic testing, and further healthcare provider evaluation. 3, coordinates emergency department care within the context of the healthcare system. This may include transition and communication to other healthcare providers, working with social services, and so on. If these main characteristics can be implemented, emergency department return rates can decrease. So let's look more specifically on how to achieve these characteristics through best practice research. Some of the best practices I will share on slides 12 and 13 you may already be doing at your facility. Slide 12 lists some best practices for decreasing three-day return visits to the emergency department and are taken from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality Emergency Department Discharge Process Environmental Scan Report from 2014. They include discharge instructions and education. Among adults, simplified, computerized discharge instructions increased patient understanding and follow-up adherence. Follow-up telephone calls. It was found the use of follow-up phone calls increased patient satisfaction, required clarification of discharge instructions, and reduced incidence of medication errors. ED made appointments. Overall, most studies demonstrate higher adherence with outpatient follow-up if an appointment is made in the emergency department. Prescription assistance should increase medication adherence, prevent disease progression, and decrease the rate of ED visits. Transportation assistance concluded there was an increased likelihood for primary care physician follow-up if transportation assistance was provided. And lastly, care coordination. Care coordination intervention in the emergency department involves a variety of activities, one of which is designed to help the patient transition to the home environment. These activities might include assistance with outpatient appointments, medical insurance, prescriptions, housing, and other needs. Slide 13 continues with best practices for reducing emergency department return visits and is taken from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Bundled Payments for Care Improvement Initiative, Models 2 through 4, Year 2 Evaluation and Monitoring Annual Report. Enhancements in care delivery is another area of focus for hospitals. Hospitals may need to review their transition of care and medication reconciliation processes to identify opportunities for improvement. Hospitals may also want to determine how to promote enhanced collaboration with primary care physicians and post-acute care providers and encourage post-acute care facilities and home health agencies to use specific treatment protocols for patients with specific conditions. Previous best practices utilized by some of our Quality Blue participating hospitals in previous Quality Blue hospital program years have been to schedule routine meetings with area nursing homes to discuss emergency department return rates, readmission rates, and patient care issues, implementation of pharmacy rounds to perform medication reconciliation with patients upon admission, and assigning a care coordinator to the emergency department to identify and manage patient care needs once they are discharged from the emergency department. Slide 14 provides an interesting case study that was done at the University of Maryland Medical Center and published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine on to-go medications in emergency departments. The primary objective of this study was to determine if providing patients with a complete course of antibiotics for select conditions would decrease the rate of return to the ED within 7 days. In an urban academic medical center, patients who received medications at discharge or to-go medications were compared with patients who received standard care, a prescription at discharge. Emergency department patients were included if they were older than 18 years of age, had a discharge diagnosis of urinary tract infection, pyelonephritis, cellulitis, or dental infection. The medications were used were penicillin, clindamycin, etc. A total of 4,257 individuals were seen in initial emergency department visits for the included conditions. Comparing the 243 individuals given medications with the 4,014 who were not given medications, the to-go medication group was less likely to return than the comparison group. 318 courses of medications were given to the 243 individuals for a total cost of $1,123. In conclusion, patients who received to-go meds for the selected conditions had a return rate of 2.5% compared with 5.9% in patients who did not receive medications. The University of Maryland Medical Center feels this program provides one solution for decreasing costly return ED visits and potential hospital admissions. We've reviewed some best practices on previous slides. Now, in order to work on this metric, where do you start? Slide 15 summarizes potential strategies hospitals may want to use to impact the 3-day return to the ED measure. Care redesign. Work to identify gaps in your processes that may be barriers for achieving results you want. Study your current workflow processes and take corrective actions. Hospitals in our network that have lower 3-day return to ED rates have utilized a medication RN or nurse in the emergency department to reconcile patients' medications on admission. Some have a discharge nurse working with the case manager providing patient education, making follow-up appointments, and follow-up phone calls. Performance tracking. As in any quality improvement project or activity, keeping track of the data will help you in assessing and reorienting your progress towards your goal. The patient-level detail reports will assist you in identifying trends, patterns, and risk categories of patients, diagnoses, and services. Physician engagement. Engagement of clinical leadership is an essential ingredient for success. Identify a physician champion who is committed to care redesign and improving the quality of care. Care coordination. An effective care coordination strategy helps in improving seamless, defect-free care transition. This facilitates efficient patient management across the care continuum. Assuring appropriate transition of care records and information is being sent to post-acute care facilities, PCPs, and specialists within 24 to 48 hours can support timely communication and follow-up with the next level of care. Also, partnering with skilled facilities is another best practice that some of our hospitals have done. For example, some hospitals have assigned a nurse practitioner to round on the skilled nursing patients and perform staff education focusing on various disease topics to promote the right care in the right setting for the skilled nursing patients. I hope you've found our best practice examples useful. You may already be using many of them. Reducing 3-day return rates to the emergency department takes constant awareness and effort. Slide 16 not only provides the resources used for this open mic session, but also provides additional information to assist you in your efforts to work on the 3-day return to the emergency department metric. I hope you found the information presented today useful to support your efforts to manage the 3-day return to the ED measure for your facility. Before we conclude today's session, I want to share slide 17 with you, which provides you with the schedule of future open mic sessions. Please reach out to your assigned clinical transformation consultant and or provider account liaison for additional assistance if needed. This concludes the presentation for the 3-day return to the ED metric. Thank you for listening, and we will now open the phone line for questions.
Okay, remember, if you have questions, make sure you press star 6. Tell us your name and what practice that you are representing.
Hi, this is Emily from Hammett.
Hi, Emily.
I was just wondering, in the scorecard, will the 3-day return be a aggregate from quarter to quarter, or will it be independent? Last year on the profile, ours appeared to not be aggregate and scored quarters independently.
Our dashboard is an aggregate.
Aggregate, so each quarter will accumulate.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Rebecca from WVU Medicine. I have a question on this. In the very beginning, you mentioned patients who came to the emergency room and returned the same day would be excluded from the numerator.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So my question is, when we brought this up to our ED providers, they had asked, if a patient comes in, let's say he's discharged at noon and comes back at like 10 o'clock at night but doesn't get discharged until 1 a.m., so it's technically the current day or the next day, does it go based on admission date to the ED or admission time to the ED, or does it go on discharge? So would that patient who came back the same day but was discharged after the, 12 a.m. mark, would they count in our numerator?
Okay, I'm a little confused on the question that you're asking. So let me clarify one thing. So first of all, if a patient, let's say, what is today's date? Let's say if a patient comes in late on Tuesday, February 7th, let's say at 11 p.m., and doesn't get discharged until 1 a.m. on February 8th, the discharge date, the date that we're looking at, would be February 8th, and then it is a 3-day discharge from February 8th, not the 7th.
So it goes on the discharge.
Right, the discharge date. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jocelyn from Penn Highlands Dubois. Are those patients that have signed out against medical advice excluded from the population?
No, those patients aren't. In our technical specifications that are in our MASTHEAD measure guide, you will see the denominator exclusion descriptions listed there. And the patients that sign out AMA are not in that exclusion listing. And I know those patients are difficult for people to get a handle on. And we're hoping that many of our facilities do not have really a lot of those that would make a big significant impact on this measure. And I know that a bunch of years ago, Highmark did look at patients that signed out AMA from the ED and their hospital period and looked at different types of interventions to really correct that or to really dig down deep to see what is happening and why these patients are signing out AMA, looking at different phases or different reasons such as you know, wait time, throughput time, customer service, those types of things. Now, again, I know there are always going to be those patients that no matter what you do will sign out AMA. But for our particular purposes, these are all caused any type of three-day readmits back to the ED. But again, if you're looking at these patients specifically and you're finding a lot of them are a specific trend, we can talk about those offline individually with your CTC or dig down deep to see what exactly is happening. But again, those are not excluded in this measure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions for Michelle related to our open mic session today?
This is Marlene Ross from Myersdale Medical Center. I have a question. Some of our ED patients do not have PCPs, so they are scheduled to return. And will they be counted as three-day readmissions? As an example, suture removal, suture revaluation, as well as follow-up post-rabies for their rabies immune globulin and vaccine. They will be coming back. How will they be counted?
Yes, and that is unfortunate. That is any all-cause. Those patients, if they come back to the ED, they are counted, right? Again, we have talked to different emergency departments about patients who are instructed to come back for such things as suture removals or a follow-up. And again, looking at the population, you know, the number of patients really that affects, is there another type of a situation, another type of outpatient clinic or something that, you know, urgent care, somewhere, something else that can be referred to? Now, I know Myersdale is way out there, but again, you know, that is something that could possibly be looked into. But yes, they are counted.
And the reason I bring that up is because we are so small and our denominators are so small. When we would have people returning, especially for rabies vaccine, and they will definitely, we encourage that, it will show up significantly in the statistics.
Yeah, is it billed as an ED visit? I mean,
yes.
Is there another way that it may not be? Can it be billed as a type of a clinic or a urgent care or just a vaccination type of a visit instead of a total ED visit? You know, you may want to look at type of claims or coding type of things to assist in that aspect.
Okay, we can explore that, okay?
Yeah, that might be something to explore.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions? Well, if there are no other questions for Michelle or the hospital team, this is Lisa D'Amico, and on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for participating today. If you do have questions after today's session, please feel free to reach out to your assigned clinical transformation consultant or provider account liaison. With that, I'll turn things over to Nicole to conclude our session.
Thank you, Lisa. So that concludes our session for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and we will see you next time. Thank you very much.
Hello.
They hang up. Say thank you. Goodbye.
They hang up.
It's done.
It's done. When Nicole got on, she was a hanger-upper.